We're here.
Imagine that. Talk
Radio. Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course. It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
Oh! At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Wow.
Kind of hard to top the opening. I don't know where we're going to go from here.
That's a record for us.
I'm telling you, man, that's sweet. You know, it's great to be back, man. Thanks for having me back. We're at the went to lock Dallas in his room all the time. I'm starting to enjoy this.
Yeah, dude, it's great to have you here.
There's a lot going on, man. I just heard that there's a couple of openings, man, for the retreat that's happening in July. You know, 10th through the 15th, Dallas told me that that the extravaganza down there, man, in Mexico has a couple of rooms that came available. A couple of people had to back up and back out. But it's double or single occupancy. And, of course, you know, you're going to be training. You know, you're going to be eating. And it's a gorgeous, beautiful place, and there's going to be a whole lot of partying. That's the reason I'm not going to be there. You got to know your limitations, and I hate missing, you know, the good time it'll be with everybody hooking up and talking about different things, sharing. But, you know, I just don't want to step out in front of that gun yet, you know, and I'm not ashamed of it. I think it's a smart thing to do, and years ago I'd have fought to go, but I guess getting a little wiser in my old age. But everybody else, man, I hope you guys have a great time. Stacy, I'm sure you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there, and so is Chef
Bill. Shaking it in bed, yeah. How about yeah, go ahead, girl.
No, I think that's a very cool decision on your part, and I'm sure you feel very much at peace with it.
I do, you know, and I'm learning to say no sometimes is a good thing, you know, and it feels pretty good afterwards, after I say it, because I realize, again, I might be, you know, starting to connect with my brain and my mouth instead of the usual way I talk, which was out my ass. So, quite fluently, you know, I have learned, you know, and that's a sweet thing, that getting healthy and doing the right thing. You just try to do it one day at a time, but I feel great about it. I wish everybody a great time, but again, there are 2 rooms available, so somebody needs to grab some of them. Will last long.
I think you could sell them on eBay.
Yeah,
you got a good price for it.
But, you know, what do you call it? Oh, my God. When the guy stands outside the Coliseum trying to sell the tickets, what do you call it?
Scalpers.
Oh, scalping, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole new profession for me. I got the inside track.
Scalping DDP yoga retreat tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. And then maybe send out somebody to bail the guys out. You know, it's probably just get busy. Now, I won't get too crazy. I'm sure everybody's going to have a wonderful time. Stacy, you'll be in charge of in that. How's that?
Okay, you got it.
Now there were some fucking handcuffs. What's going on, guys?
Well, I had the week off, and I have decided to do a little bit of. I had to reassess some of my food choices and my eating habits, and I was getting a little too carried away with gluten-free cookies and cake and, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm on sort of a sugar cleanse right now. And the funny thing is I thought I was going to be really irritable, and I'm not. I don't know really how to explain it, but I'm just really – I think my blood sugar is very happy on my behalf. So – and I feel better. I have more energy. I don't have headaches. And I just, that's where I am. I just really needed to take a step back. I'm in the home stretch. I mean, I don't really have a goal weight, but I would like to get a few more odds and ends taken care of. You know, I'm tired of looking like Clint Eastwood in a spaghetti western with the saddlebags. They've got to go.
That's a bad visual. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to 6'9". Never mind. Shut up, Jake. Hey, I'm going to give you guys some news about our buddy here, Dylan. You know, he's back in the crib. And last week, man, he knocked off 6 pounds, man. That was pretty cool. You know?
Good for him.
Congrats, Dylan.
Yeah.
24
total in 5 weeks. 24 total pounds.
Nice.
He's still ugly as hell, though, I'm telling you.
Well, DDP can't fix that.
No. He's too back over that head. Just in case one rips. You know, safety first, you know. That's what we do here. Scott's doing quite well. He's kicking it, man. He's walking tall, and, you know, it's so awesome to see a friend. Or to see anybody, you know, step back in to the real world. And actually, I'm just seeing a replay of what I did, you know. I mean, you see the mind starting to clear up. You see the smile start to come back. You see the wind coming back up, you know, and snapping things back at people and on regularity, not once a week. And it's just a good feeling, man. And it's a good sight to see. And you know, he had that hip done 3 weeks ago, man, and he's going up and down the stairs with no problems.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, rumor has it. He's about to step back out there in the limelight, man, and go up to Boston, I believe, to do a charity to help some of the people, you know, for that horrible bombing up there.
Oh, wow. You
know, for some folks up there, and you know, that's the funny thing about this stuff that we're doing now, you know, DDP yoga and the group, you know, everybody that's involved, you just can't help yourself and want to help somebody else. And how much better does it get? I just don't get it. I had a lot of people contact me about Naomi. I understand she got her package, and she's investigating it. And I'm really interested to see what she can do with it. You know, she's got a rough deck of cards to play with, but the girl don't mind blowing them out there, you know. So my money's on her. And I just want you guys to never met her. And she's such a beautiful young woman, and 18 years old, and to have had 33 surgeries and about to go into her 34th. I've committed myself to going down and being there when she has her surgery because I guess she had too much luck and people coming to visit her. So I'll make her miserable by going and visit her. She'll be asking me to bleed, probably, but what the hell? Once they sedate her, she's all mine.
She's instantly been like a DDP yoga rock star since last week. And actually, as you speak her name, she's on the line right now. If you want to bring her on,
hell yeah, stick her out here, man. Let's let everybody talk to her.
What's up, Naomi?
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
I got my pack today, finally.
Have you done it completely yet? Have you mastered it?
No, not yet.
Then what the hell? You're on the phone. You should be working on it.
Well, I had a lady who messaged me on Facebook who was listening in last week, and she wanted me to say my motto of what got me through all of my surgeries and stuff, and I thought I'd tell you guys. Because my story's not – after listening to everybody's story last week, that was still more inspiring than me. But she wanted me to say it. If you really sit down and think about it, life only gives the crappiest stuff and the hardest time to the people who can handle it the most and grow stronger from it. If you really sit down and imagine if your problems were put on somebody else, and you know they're weaker just by looking at them, they would crumble and just die.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's hard on you, but you can take it. They can.
Well, you're the champ, kid. You're the champ. I throw the belt in the ring, or I throw my towel in right now. You know, I can't hang with you, but I don't mind following you around because I like the view. That was Jake. No, that wasn't me.
Oh.
So Naomi, what have you done so far besides pick it up and throw it back in the trash? I mean, open it up.
I've actually got promoted to horse instructor at my stable, so now I'm teaching all the young kids and the adults also. And we're getting ready for summer camp. I'm actually going to be running the summer camp, so I'm very excited about that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I've been working 8 years for it.
Wow. There you go, folks. If you want something, stick with it. Keep your eye on the prize. That's what I used to say, you know. It's easy to get discouraged, man, but if you just keep reminding what you really wanted when you started out, then you got a better chance of getting there.
Yeah.
So,
and, Jake, I wanted to personally thank you for being so kind and everything to me because I sound positive and I am positive, but I've actually been through so much bullying for years. I've never actually had a true friend. So, being with you is like a really big honor.
Yeah, listen to me. Girl, it's my pleasure. It's my honor to have you. I mean, when I first met you in Charlotte, man, there was something special about you that just glowed. And, you know, I needed something in my life, man, to... you know, I haven't had a relationship in several years, and you brought a spark back into my heart. You know, put a little jump in my step, girl. And at first, I thought I was gonna wet myself, but once that went by, I just realized, hey, man, you're kind of excited to be seeing that girl because you are a very, very special person. And I'm just so fortunate to be able to see that.
Oh, I've only been in one relationship, but that was, he was a dumbass. He just,
But
he only wanted my dad's cash. He only wanted my dad's cash and cheated on me with four girls. So when he yelled at me for throwing a pound of cookie dough at him, he deserved it.
He deserved more than a pound of cookie dough thrown at him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Was it gluten-free, though? That's the key.
When we were talking about the hospital and stuff,
that's
like my. Everybody else thinks they're like friends' houses are their second home. I've actually, my second home is a hospital. That's all I've ever known. And when it comes where I'm in the hospital, only my parents come visit me. So it's like, everyone's, how are you so positive about this? I'm like, well, I have animals. I might not have people, but I have animals. And I got this, so.
Well, your animals are probably better looking than some of the people I know.
I'd like to remind everybody that Dylan's sitting next to Jake as he says that.
Yeah, okay. A bitch just rolled over my foot in the chair, you know? It's not easy, Jake. You know, I've got this retard next to me, and God bless you, I love him. He's all right. He's all right. So tell me, Naomi, what are you about the program? You've opened up the box, and you've seen what?
I've read the book, and I've seen the logs where you write everything down. I probably will start with the beginner schedule because the advanced schedule looks like a hell of a lot. But it looks a lot of fun. Like, I'm really hoping it could actually help with my legs and a little bit of my arms. My arms might be a little bit more difficult because they're not connected to my shoulders. Like, I just have three of these spaces.
The x-ray you sent me, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the x-ray. That's my arm.
Oh, my God.
It's not connected to anything.
Her arm arms aren't connected to each other. They're, there's like an inch or so space in between where they should be connected.
Yes, I have no raised bone, and it's just a giant gap. So when I go to eat and stuff, I have to take breaks in between my meals because just lifting my fork and spoon gets me really tired. Because
wow.
Little part in it that's like a triangle shape that kind of stabs into my other bones as I lift my arm. So I'm really hoping that will help with my other muscles to make it where I can skip through a whole meal without taking a break.
Wow.
That's amazing. Hey, folks, you want to complain about what you got going on in your life? Step up to the plate, I dare you, because I'll kick your ass. Hey, Naomi, we're gonna let you slide, kid. We got some other people we're going to holler at. Niagara Bay.
Go for it.
I love you.
I'll still be listening.
You damn sure better.
Yeah, I will. I got you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Naomi. She's amazing. And if people want to call, 347-994-1216. We actually got two more on the line. You ready to roll with them?
Sure, man. Let's see what we got.
All right, we got Rob.
Hey, everybody. Wow. How's it going?
Excellent.
Going good, brother.
Hey, man. So, yeah, I just wanted to call in. I actually do DDP Yoga versus Rob on YouTube, and I started doing a video a day, and I'm on my 10th day, which is today, actually, and I can proudly say that I am officially 21 pounds lighter as of day 10.
Wow.
21 pounds in 10 days?
Yeah. I actually talked to a doctor. I just wanted to make sure that that was healthy, but, you know, I've been eating a steady diet. I mean, I've been eating the vegetables and drinking the water, and I guess he says that, you know, most of it was salt weight or water weight. So, but, yeah, I mean, it's going strong. I mean, I think the very first day that I started, I also decided to quit smoking, which was really tough. I mean, that was probably harder than changing the diet with smoking cigarettes. I mean, I had a cigarette a day for 7 years, so that was definitely the rougher side of things, for sure.
Man, you're blowing me away with the 21,000. See, Dylan, you're a jerk, man. You need to work. I can't get anything else to eat to you. 21,000.
Jeez.
Man,
you fed up. I was happy with 6 pounds.
Yeah, you're happy with 6 pounds, you jerk.
But, man, yeah, I mean, no excuses. You know, I just went in and I did it. I mean, there was nothing, there was really nobody else that could have convinced me to do it except for myself. And I had to step up to the plate and I had to do it. And I think that not only has it changed me mentally and, of course, physically, but it's changed me metaphysically. There was definitely a spiritual change that I'm sure, you know, to whoever's done it, they can agree. I mean, I'm only in day 10 and I feel like a brand new person. So I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm going to keep seeing where it goes. And if anybody else wants to follow me, it's DDP Yoga versus Rob on YouTube. So I'd love the support, and I'm here to support everyone else.
Well, Brock, just a little information here, man. Don't take it down to zero when you're losing that weight, because zero's not a good pound, man.
No, you might call through an
Yeah, for sure, Jake, for sure, man. And I just want to say thanks again to you. I mean, you're actually the reason why I started. When I was a younger man, I even had a Jake the Snake bag that said Jake the Snake on it, and it had a fake rubber snake in it. So you were definitely my idol, and you're the guy that got me started. So thank you, man. I do appreciate it.
You can't sue me for that, dude. What was your starting weight?
My starting weight was 285.
285. How tall are you?
I am 5'11".
5'11". So, what's your goal? What
my goal is 199.
199. Why 199?
Well, 200 has always been a number that's been stuck in my head, and I said, well, sure, I've seen the 2 in front of several numbers for many years, and I figure, you know what? I think it's about time we see a 1. In front of those numbers.
Whatever makes you squeak up. Be a man. Stand up and squeak up. There you go. Who else? Okay, Rob, we'll keep an eye on you, man. And, it just blows me away, man. 21. Did you ever go through, any of you guys ever go through that? Stacy, you? What was the most you lost in a short period of time?
Oh, well, I mean, when I started this, I really didn't care how fast I lost it. Before this, I used to crash diet all the time and, you know, kind of be a little extreme about it. But when I started, I was at such a high weight, and I really just didn't make any huge changes. But because I stopped binge eating and I was way up there in weight, I dropped 20 pounds the first month without really trying too hard. And it just kind of rolled from there.
For me, a lot of my weight was fluids, of course, because when you drink a case of beer a day, it seems to be like that, you know. And the food really wasn't the issue for me. I wasn't really eating that much. It's just that I was falling in with 24 beers and usually some vodka and cocaine, too. But, you know, that's amazing, 21 pounds in 10 days. My God, I'd be scared to death.
Yeah. God.
Well, who else we have in the queue?
We got Anthony waiting to come online.
Anthony.
Hey, Jake, what's going on, brother?
I have no idea, brother. If I did, I'd stop.
Well, I just wanted to call in and let you know I've been following you on YouTube. And growing up, you know, I watched you all the time. A big wrestling fan still to this day.
Thank
you. And watching your transformation actually finally made me make the realization that I got to do something. And I guess the time was now. And, I mean, thank God I have no issues with drugs or alcohol. I don't even drink, and I've never done a drug in my life. But I am 35 years old, and I weigh 400 pounds.
Wow.
And, yeah, I've gotten to the point now that I always was an athlete in high school, got married, put on 120-something pounds in the last 10 years. My wife's family all in the restaurant business. So I said, that's it. Time is enough. No more pasta every night. No more homemade wine, none of that stuff. And I think I'm going to order the – after I get off with you, I'm going on the website. I'm ordering the yoga DVDs. And my journey's going to start tonight.
Well, be sure and take all the pictures. I'll tell you, I, you know, when they were taking pictures of me, I was so pissed off. I was like,
I know.
In a picture of me, and you're telling me to take my shirt off. Are you serious? I mean, I was very humiliating. But they're not doing it for fun. Not all of them.
Exactly. But you know something, Jake? You know something? Sometimes being, and I have two young boys. I have a son who's 6 and another son who's 19. So they're for the first reason I'm doing this is for myself, but they're really the second reason. And to be honest with you, sometimes being humiliated is the best thing. Sometimes it's the best medicine because that's what makes you wake up. It's like when you hit rock bottom, it's the same thing.
Well, it's a tough pill to swallow, but, you know, I'm just telling you, I didn't much care for it. And I wasn't glad they took the pictures until some months later whenever I was able to set the now picture against that. Because when you start looking at what, you don't really see the change. It just kind of sneaks up on you day by day by day. And then you have the reference back to, which if you hit a bump in the road and you're not doing too well, go back and look at those pictures and say,
that's
hey,
right.
Pat yourself on the back. Take that picture. Step on up and share it, man.
You're right, man.
Yeah, keep on moving. Well, I'm proud that you're on the team, man, and you sure know, and get with everybody, man, and, you know, you got people out there you can talk to, man.
Absolutely.
People.
Yeah,
oh,
and
absolutely.
Please, I want you to know you can absolutely still enjoy food a lot and still get to a healthy weight. Check out Team DDP Yoga's recipe blogs. Check out StacyMorris.com because I love to eat and I always will. And so I've cleaned up some of my favorites. There's no need to suffer, you know. So and take it a day at a time,
good.
Too.
That sounds good. Hey, Jake, you know what I wanted to tell you? You know, like I said, I'm an avid wrestling fan, watching wrestling my whole life. And, you know, just a compliment to you. There is not a professional wrestler today, in my opinion. And I've been to WrestleManias. I've never missed a Raw. I'm a diehard fan. There is not a wrestler today, in my opinion, that can hold a candle to your mic skills. Ever.
Well, I appreciate you very much. I agree 100%.
Ever. Ever. And anyone who says different
doesn't know what the frig they're talking about. in plain English.
Thank you. And I agree with you, too, by God.
Because when I got to listen, and I'm not knocking nobody, but when I got to listen to John Cena for 20 minutes on Monday night, I'd rather listen to you.
It's a lot different game now than it was then, too.
I'm in love. Hey, I appreciate it, man. And stick with this thing, bro. I mean, it gets good, man. It's a lot of, you know, Stacey's absolutely right. All you got to do is just change a little this and change a little that. And you still
that's
wonderful.
It,
I mean, I wouldn't do this if I couldn't eat food that tasted good. I ain't sticking nothing in my mouth at age 58 that doesn't taste good.
You're right.
I've got 58 right. years under my belt, and if it means I got to eat dog crap the rest of my life, no thank you. I'm checking out. And you know,
let me tell you something. If you ain't, if everything you've been through, if you ain't checked out yet, you ain't going anywhere anytime soon, brother.
I'm going to have work to do, man. There's a lot of people out there, people like, well, that lovely girl that was on earlier, man, and people like yourself that need to know, man, that there is a different way, man. And for all you guys out there and girls that are struggling with, you know, issues like I had with alcohol and drugs, I want you to know that DDP yoga helps with that. It's a calming thing for me. I'm able to wake up in the morning and do a little bit, and all of a sudden the day's a little brighter, man. Things.
But see, that's big because I'm a broker. I'm in the market, and my stress level is through the roof. So,
well,
you know, some guys come home and they polish off a half a bottle of Jack. I'll come home and I'll have two bowls of ice cream. You know, I do it differently.
Yeah. Just keep both oars in the water, man. Keep it steady. But it does
that's
help
it.
Me a lot. I want the people out there that are suffering, there is a way out, man. And it's not the ugly way out. You can't come back.
Man.
Ever, ever.
Jake,
ever.
Do me a favor. You got to come back. It's Royal Rumble, baby.
Oh, I'm going to. Like it or not.
You've got to come back.
God, Hall and I were talking about it tonight. We think we're just going to walk in there to hell with them if they invite us or not, man. Who the hell?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I guarantee and I make a promise. If I find out it's publicized, you're going to be at the Rumble. I don't care what it costs. I don't care what I got to do. I will be in the front row holding up a sign saying that we talk tonight on this night.
Hey, bro, you might as well start saving your damn money for a ticket.
You got it, brother.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Okay,
you got it, Jake. Be good, man. God bless you, all right?
Right.
Grab somebody else.
Yeah, and we do have a couple of people on hold, but if you want to talk to Jake, be sure to press 1 so Robert can get you queued up and we can get you in here. If you don't know the number yet, it's 347.
See if you got a customer out there somewhere.
He broke up a minute.
I mean, they're twins, so all you got to do is grab one.
Robert will ping me in when they get in here. But, yeah, press 1 if the twins are hanging out there, and we'll get you right in. Anybody else, 347-994-1216, press 1. And if you're in the chat, Stacy's in there. She's ready to grab your questions and get them over to Jake. So we're good to go.
Yeah, I've actually got one.
Okay.
I've got a question from Timothy Kendrick, and this is for you, Jake, and he wants to know if you can sort of give him any advice or secrets on breathing, and did you have to change, you know, the way you breathe going from wrestling to doing DDP yoga?
Yeah,
was that
I did.
A big...
For me, it's been a couple of years since I've wrestled, and... And believe it or not, I never breathed properly when I was wrestling. Just the breathing, the whole thing, man, it's been quite a surprise for me because it just it's completely different from anything I'd done. Of course, the drinking and drugging days, even when you're just breathing, you wouldn't breathe right. You're cheating yourself. So, you know, it's something you have to work at, but that is part of it. You know, and I've had to learn a whole lot of new things since I came to this house, man. Everything from Twitter to breathing to every damn label you pick up, and God, I get tired of that. That's what you have to do. You know, you got to pick that. Just because it looks good don't mean it is good.
What got me with all this is actually reading labels, because I hate to read. I read more labels now with food and whatnot with DDP Yoga, but it's good stuff.
Yeah. I got 4 or 5 pairs of glasses around the house, because every time I turn around, I got to pick them up and read something.
Hey, so I think we got four pairs out there.
Because you get to where you can spot that stuff pretty quick. All you see is corn fruit, don't you run.
True that. Robert, we got anybody else ready to come on?
Oh, yeah, we've got a couple that are ready to go now, and I'm going to screw this name up. It's Hossam.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's possible to teach kind of.
I'll take your word for it. Was this Duck Dynasty week or something?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, how you guys doing? It's pronounced Hossam.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
It's so good to hear you, Jake. And I just want to let you know that I watched your video, the videos that's been going on with DDP Yoga, and I have to say that I'm really impressive where you come from and what you got to lose all the weight that you've just got, that you've lost.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And, you know, I wished I could say it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, but we all know that's not true. That losing the weight wasn't the hardest thing that I've ever done. The hardest thing I've ever done was facing myself, man. And, you know, manning up, if you want to call it that, awakening, yes. There were so many things involved in me getting clean again, man, that it was just the right time for it. You know, I was in the right spot for it. And it's really no different than what some of you are going through out there with issues of eating and other problems. You know, I mean, there are no, it's like sin. There are no bigger ones, and there are no littler ones. It's still sin, you know, and a problem's a problem. And just because something aches on my ass doesn't mean your problem's not any bigger than mine, because we all know that, you know, the hardship's just hard shit. And what's going on with you, though?
I bought the program. Right now, I'm at 165 pounds. A year ago, I was down to 155 pounds, and then this winter came, and I felt pretty bad about myself. And I went through a deep depression, and I came to most of the weight back. And I tried doing the programs I did before, and that didn't seem to be helping it this time, because I wasn't motivated to do it. I wasn't motivated to wake up in the morning and then to do it. And then I figured, why don't I just give DDP Yoga a try? It took a lot for me to get sold on the program. I saw Arthur Borman's video last year, and I was very impressed with how much weight that he lost while doing the program during the early stages. And then I watched Stacy's video. I was impressed with her, too. And then I watched you and saw that you lost about 50 pounds, am I right?
Yeah, 65, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw... And I kept watching videos, and I kept thinking, oh, do I really want to try this? And the one video that finally sold me was J.J. Kirkpatrick. Are you guys familiar with that video?
Which one?
J.J. Kirkpatrick's video of his comparison of P90X versus DDP Yoga.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great comparison.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most informative video that I could. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That
kind of
kicked you right in the head, didn't it?
Yeah, the one thing that really sold me was when he said that how the schedule was. You only had it, when you started out, you only need to do an hour for DDP Yoga versus all those hours of P90X. So I decided to finally order the Extreme Package.
Yeah.
I want to improve my flexibility. I want to improve my shape. I want to be able to improve my overall health so I can be fit for the long term. And I also have another goal. I want to do better at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's my first year, and I already competed at 165 pounds. And I guess my goal is to lose 15 pounds, be 150 pounds, and compete at that weight.
Well, Well, I wish you the best of luck, man. I mean, we all got dreams that we want to follow, you know, back to keeping your eye on the prize, man. And, yeah, this works for me. This works for me. And I'm not a big fan of P90X, but, you know, hey, that's not what I'm into. And, by the way, I couldn't do that. Don't want to try. Because my joints and stuff just went inland. You know, I've had hip replacement, two discs out of my neck. Construction, and that's just part of the list. So,
I have one question for you, Jake. Well, when I started the program, I did use the heart rate monitor, and I actually noticed that my heart rate did go up just with that ignition workout. And when I worked out today, the energy, I got up to 150. Now, when you did it. Did you do yours with a heart rate monitor? And how helpful was it in helping you keep track of where you need to be?
Well, it was nice just to see my heart was still beating, you know. times I'd say, I need to check that heart rate monitor just so I can suck a little wind back in my damn chest. But, it does help you keep an eye on things, man. Up in that zone where you're losing that weight, where you're burning those calories. And it's a safety thing, but it's also a tool to keep you right where you need to be, you know. And ain't nothing wrong with monitoring with your heart, man. The heart's a good thing. I figured that out after years and years and years. The heart's a good thing.
Especially if you have a heartbeat, that's definitely a good thing. But to be able to elevate that in a short amount of time just by engaging is amazing.
All right, brother, my friend, take care of yourself, man.
You too, Jake. And Jake, I noticed that I also saw that lots of wrestlers have died. I'm glad that you're still around because you're around for a reason.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
I wish you the best, my friend. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you, bro. God bless.
All right, thanks for calling in, bro.
What else we got? Stacy, you got anything else for me?
No, that's it for right now for me from the chat.
Oh, we're doing good then. We have turned the world. Everybody, all right.
We got about six callers lined up, but just real quick touching on something he said with the P90X and stuff. And, I always, one of my tags is temporary choices don't make permanent changes. And that 90-day stuff is why, you know, DDP Yoga goes past it. Because it's like a lifetime solution.
Our buddy Ken, and you know, Ken is my hero. I mean, there's a guy that's 79 years old, still comes over to the house every time we have a workout. It just gets in there and kicks some serious ass. And I like sitting next to him, or standing next to him, or working out next to him, because it just might rub off on me. By damn, I don't want to be doing this when I'm 79.
Ken's a beast.
Maybe our next guy, Jared, would. Jared, you on the line, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Not much, man. What are you doing?
Not too much. Working
what?
Working out here in West Virginia, man.
Oh, that's a lovely place to be from.
Yeah, it's nice. I found that two things out here. They have teeth, and there's a lot more Cowboys fans than what I anticipated.
Well, you know, they're a little off out there anyway, so you figure they're still praying for the Cowboys and Tony Romo. They need some serious help.
Yeah, I'm no longer a romosexual, man. I checked off of that list.
What are you doing out there, son?
I'm working. I'm out here until tomorrow. Fly home tomorrow.
Well, why don't you tell these people who you are?
Well, I'm Jake, one of Jake's sons. We're still figuring out how many he actually has after all the years.
I ain't watching.
I just wanted to call in and just give encouragement for everyone that's listening. And, you know, if he can do it, man, anybody can do it. we never thought he would be at this stage in his life, and we're just happy that he's alive, for one, but two, that he's correcting a lot of his issues that, you know, he's dealt with all these years. So we're more than thrilled, and, you know, I can say the biggest thing that the change I've seen is that, you know, when he calls now, I don't have to worry if he's drunk or high, and it's a joy to talk to him, so, along with my family. So my wife is just thrilled to see the changes. And there's a lot of changes, not just in our lives, but in her family's lives, that are positive, brought on by all of this. So
this is Derek. He makes me pretty proud. I'm pretty proud of him too. You know, he's in medicine, nuclear medicine. Imagine that. Jake the Steak Roberts has been in nuclear medicine. First thing I don't want to know is if he'd bring me home some of that stuff and glow in the dark, but he wouldn't do it. So that's that. And other than that, you're doing the program too, son, right?
I've got it. I'm starting it this weekend with Dustin. So
okay,
we're going to get on board. And,
I'm trying to get these guys. I think they want to come out and try to become a teachers, and so they can help pass this along, because what impressed me most about my boys getting involved in this was they didn't contact me and say, gee, Dad, we could be selling that and making money. They contacted me and said something about it sure be great to help people change their own lives, you know, and that's awesome, man. That made me awful proud, son. I want you to know that. But,
yeah.
Your goals and the goals that I had when I was your age, you're so far apart, and I'm so grateful for that. How my kid up doing?
Doing very well, very well.
Yeah, my grandchildren have had some serious issues, and they pull through, man. They keep ringing that bell. They're not staying down for no count for anybody, and you know, it gives me hope that, you know, I missed out on being a father of my own damn ignorance and choices that I made. But I am trying this grandfather thing. It's not so bad being called Pawpaw. You know, I don't mind that too much. You know, especially when you see smiles and you see the little outfits they put on, and they send you little presents in the mail, and it's fun to send them things. And you know, son, don't forget it's Mother's Day this weekend. You don't need your ass kicked. You better get some nice. I know she is.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm well aware.
Don't worry.
Many things.
It's not easy when you're on the road, you know, and you come home and here's this woman that's been with three children for a week without you. And when you come home and put your feet up on the chair and take it easy, you got to help, don't you, son?
No, I get a lot more sleep on the road. Put it that way, for sure.
I know you do.
Yeah. It's a vacation for me.
Well, you keep going, so be safe out there on the road. We're going to grab another caller. And let me know how this workout goes this weekend. I'll be interested, because I know your brother's got to step up on you.
Yeah, you got it. We'll
run your ass to the ground, don't you?
Yeah, we'll chronicle some of it. Yeah, we'll put it on some video. You'll get it. Yeah, we're gonna get Dallas off. We're gonna get Dallas, Texas, kicked off in the right way, man. There's a big market down there, and a lot of people's lives need to be changed. So
you heard it right there, man. And it just makes me feel so good inside to know that my children are unselfish when it comes to wanting to help somebody else, man. And, God knows, man, I was very fortunate to marry wise women. Not wise because they married me, because they didn't, damn sure knew what they were doing when they were raising the children that I fathered. And I had that respect for your mother, and for you people out there that don't know it, if you ever need any help with marriage, counseling or anything, I could probably help you out. I've had three successful marriages. Yeah, right. I do have beautiful children, though. Son, I love you, and you take care.
Love you too, Dad. I'll be with you.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was damn cool.
Right.
Yeah, we got five more to get through. Are we good to go?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, Tim, you're on, bud.
Hey, Hey, Jake, appreciate you taking my call. Real honored and grateful. And, man, that's awesome about your son and the grandkids. I was, like, much like yourself, I was pretty self-absorbed half my life, and I'm getting pretty good at this pawpaw thing. And I was not the best father. Same thing with you, you know, drinking, doping, and that grim reaper, you know. Couldn't die, couldn't live. But anyway, I was the one that had the question about the breathing. I know you quit smoking. I quit a couple years ago. But I just remember Jack Briscoe taking three puffs of a cigarette, three jumping jacks, and then going to the ring and doing a 60-minute Broadway, you know. So,
there are freakish pictures, man. You know, it's not what we'd recommend.
No.
Put that for the ring. And I make bad jokes, you know. To this day, I quit smoking for a couple of weeks, and I was going through some issues, and Dallas came to me and said, won't you please go back to smoking? It's about to drive his ass crazy. I'm at work, but again, I'm not giving up. I'm doing some reading on this book that's helping me. I wish I could remember the name of it. Maybe next week I'll have it for you.
Try electronic cigarettes. They work for me, man.
I tried that stuff. That shit don't work, man. Bottom line is you got to put them down and leave it alone. And my God, they got to figure it out. But, you know, these tobacco companies in this wonderful country of ours have really screwed the pooch, man. They have really taken it out on us, and shame on them for being what they are. You know, we all know that smoking's bad for us, and they put such a heavy hook into us. And the youth today have so many. I am so grateful that I'm not a young person today, because the young kids today have so many more wrong choices to choose from. And it's tough. Mm-hmm. It's really tough. And, you know, I just hope that they're a lot wiser than I was. Maybe they'll survive it. But, yeah, breathing, man. Breathing's important, man. Let's keep doing it.
All right, cool, brother. Thanks for taking my call. Love it all. Oh, you got to plug TeamDDPYoga.com. Those guys are all embracing me, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I called every one of them.
All right, have a good night, brother. Bye.
It's great to have everybody on Team DDP Yoga. I think we got Leslie on the line next.
Yep. Hello?
Hey, y'all. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
I just wanted to give everybody an update. I don't know if y'all remember me saying that I had a doctor's appointment about my thyroid issue. Stacey, do you remember when I called in?
I remember it.
Yeah.
Okay. The doctor said everything's okay. First they told me that I was pre-diabetic, and then they turned around last week and told me that I'm not. So everything's all in the good, so I'm clean and free from no diabetes or anything.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Are you going to be at the workshop in June in Atlanta?
Well, I live here. I'll be here.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll get to meet you, because I'm saving up to come down to the workshop.
Well, I hope you do, sweetheart, and I'll certainly be here. I'll be the one wearing bells.
Well, I just wanted to let y'all know, I don't know if y'all remember me saying that my first day I accidentally did the diamond cutter. Well, I finally officially did the whole workout today, the whole way through, except for a two-minute break in between.
Didn't have it done, so back up, do it again.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it again tonight before I go to bed. It was a great workout. So, do you have any suggestions for me? I've only lost 7 pounds since I first started. Of course, I fell off the wagon like a couple of times, but then May is a great month for me. Of course, my birthday is at the end of the month, so this is a great month for me. I'm restarting everything all over again.
Well, just because it's a birthday doesn't mean you have to eat cake, okay?
Oh, I'm not going to eat cake.
Well, you know, as far as losing weight, you just got to stick with it, kiddo. Some of us lose weight quicker than others. I mean, you could be like the guy who lost 41 pounds in 10 days, but I'm still in shock over that. That kind of scares me.
Yes.
About you. But, you know, just watch what you're eating, sweetheart, you know. And some of us have more fat to lose, and must do. So, what the hell is that noise? back to Greensboro to get to each other in West Bay. But just don't give up. Never, ever give up.
Sometimes I feel like I do, even though I'm not an alcoholic or anything, but, you know, I feel like I am, even though I don't drink or anything. I just get really depressed and get down and out. But I've seen a lot of everybody on Twitter, you know, and on Facebook, you know, keeping me positive. And, you know, I don't know if everybody saw my picture that I posted on Facebook, but it has Dallas in the background after the workout that I did today.
That's cool.
Good for you.
Hey,
I just wanted to call and give y'all an update how everything went so I don't have to go back till about 3 or 4 months later.
Okay, well, here's Dylan. He has a special heads up for you.
Hey, my name is Dylan. I live here at the Accountability Crib now. A lot of people know my story. I was 16, I lost 100 pounds, and then over the next 5 years, 150 back. And, you know, I was up and down, and, you know, there'd be times where Dallas would stay on me. Then I would just ignore his calls. And you just need to surround yourself with positive people and get yourself in the right mindset and never give up and keep coming back and throwing punches because it'll pay off in the end.
Well, that's cool. Who told you to say that? Because you didn't think of that shit.
Of course, shit. I haven't got a call from Dallas yet, but do you have like a quote or something to keep me motivated there, Jake?
Yeah, I'll put my foot up your ass if you don't do it. How's that?
That sounds good.
Dallas needs your foot.
All right, so I hope to get to see you on June 22nd down in Atlanta.
All right, sweetheart, I'll see you. I'll chase you around the block. I'll lose some weight for you.
All right, well, I'll be wearing a hot pink bandana. You can't miss me.
Yeah. So will I.
Okay.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, Leslie.
Good talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
That's good for her. That was a good update. Yeah, we got Vinny coming up. We're closing up on 10 o'clock, so we got two more left for you.
Vinny, all right, bud.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Hey, Vinny.
I just joined Team DDP Yoga this week, actually. I started on Monday. And I got to say, it's blown my mind how quickly just switching over to organic food and kind of sticking with this program really just makes you feel.
It'll jump on you quick, man. I know whenever I first started, I was still drinking and drugging at the time, but, you know, just going off the dairy and getting off the wheat, man, it just, wow. It's just like, damn, I feel different. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with me. I'm sick. I'm feeling better.
Oh, yeah, and it's incredible. You know, we're slowly switching over to organic into this house, and, you know, I'm really pleased with the results thus far and just how much energy I have and how I feel.
Well, you know, some people, you know, they complain about, you know, the difference in cost, but if you really think about it, you're going to save money in the long run because, number one, you're not going to have the doctor bills you had before trying to keep yourself well.
Absolutely.
Eating right food, and you're going to say, well, you're going to lose money on clothing because you're going to have to go out and buy a new wardrobe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Damn, the side effects suck, don't they?
Yeah, it really does. But, Jake, you know, I wanted to thank you for, you know, I've been following you since I was, you know, since I was a little kid, and you've been my favorite wrestler since day one. As far as I'm concerned, nobody compares to you, and, you know, your moment when you let King Cobra chew on Randy Savage's arm stands out in my mind as the greatest moment in wrestling, and I don't think anything will ever top that.
No, I don't think so. Because I'll be the one that's doing it. So
absolutely. But, right, you know, I've been following you, and, you know, I never lost faith, you know, even after I saw some of those, you know, some of those whacked out documentaries like Beyond the Mat and things like that, you know, I always thought that, you know, you're going to make a comeback, and seeing you now is just really inspiring, and it's kind of what got me to go over and decide to go ahead and shell out the money to get the whole kit and everything and join up.
Well, now the big thing for you, brother, is to help somebody else.
Yeah, well, you have helped me, sir, and I hope I can pass that on.
You help somebody else do the right thing. And you know what? If you help somebody else, brother, you'll get an extra charge out of it, and you'll be able to get on the next phase, man.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you very much, man.
I appreciate you. Thanks, Jake.
All right,
congratulations on all those great changes you're making.
Yeah.
Good to be a winner.
Before we get to the last one, do you want to tell people where they can hit you up on Twitter and Facebook if they want to call you?
No, I ain't got a million. Piss out of me. Go ahead, you tell them.
Okay. Well, the man is at Jake Roberts on Facebook, and if you want to hit him up on Twitter, it's at JakeSnakeDDT and JakeTheSnakeRoberts.com, and you'll link up with him all three places. How's that?
Yeah, if they don't give you bad rings, another will. But I throw stuff out there occasionally. You guys get a chance. Just watch us on the cooking show we do every now and then, you know. It's called Eat This. Like that. No cook yelling. No, we don't do that. What's that last call got to say?
All right, Brad.
Thanks for letting me on, guys. Jake, real quick, I'm gonna change subjects on you real quick. I want to pick your mind here with a couple wrestling questions here real fast for you.
I'll give you two questions.
Gotcha. First one, one of my favorites. Some wrestlers are able to perform moves that are, it's like poetry every time, and you know, whether it's Brett's Russian leg sweep or double A spine buster, you know, everybody says Jake in the DDT, but what I was, you know, what I really marked out on was the short arm clothesline.
Sure.
And I want to know where that came about, you know, who passed it on to you, how that came about.
Hell, I never copied anybody, brother. I invented everything. You know that. I invented water way back.
There you go.
I don't know where I come up with that app, who I stole that from, but I did perfect it.
Yeah, it was beauty watching it.
Thank you, bro.
It probably still is, isn't it?
Damn straight, bro. I'll knock your head off in a heartbeat.
Yeah. And late 80s, it should have been you and Hogan, but you DDT'd Hogan in the snake pit, and the crowd chants DDT every time. Did that take away your title run?
I'm sure it did, brother. They didn't want me screwing with the marketing plan, but I appreciate you remembering, because now I can be miserable the rest of the night thinking about that crap. Now, get off the damn phone, do your workout, and leave me the hell alone. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Come back next week for some more punishment. I got something to give you. Meantime, do your workout, man. Do the right thing. Eat. But above all, man, be good to somebody else, man. That's where you get the charge. It gives you the oomph to go a little bit further. It really, really does. Stacy, I love you, sweetheart. Sparky, Robert, you guys, take care and good night.
Good night.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! The Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.